669-9777. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
1490 WERE, Cleveland Heights, WZAK HD3, Cleveland, an Urban One radio station, minority controlled and operated, and serving the African American community for over 40 years. This is a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management.
All right, it must be Monday in Cleveland, 5 o'clock in Cleveland, because we're here, the issues, the people in the community. I'm your host, Pastor Aaron Phillips, Senior Pastor of the Sure House Baptist Church here in Cleveland, Ohio, at 11318 Miles Avenue, where we worship every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. And also, we're also on Facebook Live. We were on yesterday. And thank God for our preacher, Reverend Jock Lynn, who preached excellent sermon to us yesterday. Thank God for you, Reverend Lynn, and you're listening. And I'm also the executive director of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition. I'm so honored to serve all of the clergy organizations here in the greater Cleveland area. And I thank God for all the support that we have and all the things that we're doing. One of the things that we are pushing, one of many things that we're pushing, is making sure you take the shot. Take the shot, take the shot, take the shot. We want you to get vaccinated. And I'm joined today, as I am every Monday at 5 o'clock to 5 or 6:30, by my dynamic co-host, Dr. Gwendolyn Jarvis. How you doing, Dr. Jarvis?
I'm coming along well, just being obedient, being obedient.
You are coming along. It was great to have you in worship service yesterday. Great to see
you.
Oh,
my goodness. It's good to be with you.
Yeah, we sure missed you, and I'm so glad that you're doing just well, doing just fine. Well, we're going to have one of our favorite guest who's been on our broadcast several times throughout the years. She's working diligently, been working diligently in our community on a regular basis. We have seen her ascend to leadership from the Warrensville City Council to the Cuyahoga County Council, then to the chairperson of the Cuyahoga Democratic Party. Everyone knows who I'm talking about. It must be Chantel Brown. Is going to be with us today at start at 5:15. She's coming and tell us about her campaign and tell us about what her vision for the city is and for the district and what she plans to do once she gets selected. So we are supportive of Chantel. We thank God for her. We're looking for you to call 216-578-1490. You've got a question or concern, get ready. Chantel is coming on. We're going to start taking questions about 5:20. We'll let her get on, talk about her vision first. And we appreciate her coming on. And she's very, very busy running for Congress. But she were able to fit us in her schedule. And we appreciate that so much. And she needs to speak to her constituency and our audience. And we thank God for our listening audience every week. And for your support, we appreciate you for tuning in. So we got a big show ahead of us, and after Chantel Brown leaves us, we've got some special things coming up. Pastor C. Vincent Berry will be calling in, tell us about what we're doing for vaccinations, and we've got a great plan and strategy. Looking forward to that. So we'll be doing that around the 6 o'clock hour. So we're looking forward for Pastor C. Vincent Berry, who's coordinating the efforts for the Cleveland Clergy Coalition for getting the word out about taking the vaccine. Take the shot. Take the shot. I have been duly vaccinated. I got both my shots. I'm good to go. And we want to encourage you This is not a time to be not thinking about taking the shot. We got to get that shot, and we can get to some kind of sense of normalcy. I know all of the folks, Dr. Jarvis at Sure House Baptist Church, most of us have gotten our second shot, and we're still wearing our masks and practicing social distancing in church because we know how important that is. So we thank God for that.
I'm waiting to take mine. I'm still on the waiting list. But, you know, yes. Pastor, can I interject something? I listen to very various radio stations, and it's this one I just have to laugh. It's because he said that he has never been vaccinated. And for a newscaster who's nationwide, probably worldwide, I guess he doesn't understand that the English language changes and crystallizes words every 500 to 600 words a year. And being vaccinated is the same as being immunized. We have to have immunizations to go to school, to travel. So I really urge people, when they look at the word vaccine, look at, you have all been vaccinated for polio, for measles, for shingles. It's the same thing. You know, you are still being inoculated, and that's what it means.
Change what we saw with our own eyes right before us. No question about it. That, you know, this guy committed murder on broad daylight. This is not the color of night. This is in the broad daylight while being filmed. I'm talking about they were threatened by the crowd. Threatened by the crowd? Are you kidding me? They wouldn't give him any assistance. So it really is very upsetting. Especially to African American community, when we see us being murdered in broad daylight, and the guy still has to go to trial, and I don't think people sometimes they don't understand why we're so upset in the Black community about that, because you would have thought he would have taken a plea, and he'd have just, you know, we wouldn't have to go through a whole trial because we know what's happened. So he's still trying to defend himself instead of taking responsibility. He wants to blame policy and George Floyd's health condition and the crowd. Want to blame everybody else but himself, and taking responsibility for murdering a African-American male in plain daylight. And, you know, that makes you feel a certain way when you're a Black person in America. If they can kill us in broad daylight while being filmed, that's nobody's safe. And so we want to make sure that we're watching this very closely. You want to call in and talk about that, I understand. So there's a lot of things that are happening in our community that we have to get ready for and discuss. And we've got an election coming up, Dr. Jarvis. We got two elections in Cuyahoga County, one in the mayor's race in the city of Cleveland, and then the congressional race. So we'll be talking with Chantel Brown about two major positions in the state of Ohio. Really, these positions not only affect the state of Ohio, but they affect our country. And I tell you, we have to be diligent about making sure we're voting and making sure that we're voting for the right person. So, you know, we always are encouraging people to vote. I know, I think it was Chantel who corrected me. One time we were back in the studio. You remember that, Dr. Jarvis? And I said, yeah, we got an off-year election. She said, Pastor, don't say that. There's no such thing as a off-year voting. And she's right. She's right. We have to absolutely be ready to vote every year. And that was a few years ago when she told me that, and I've been practicing that ever since. Every election. And there is an election, Dr. Jarvis, there is an election every year in the state of Ohio. You got to be ready, because next year, you know, we got to get ready to vote for our congresspeople again and our governor in 2022, as we vote for our statewide elected officials. So we always have to be diligent. We always have to be and be ready to fight. We're fighting a fight, and it's, you know, it's not going to be easy, but we know that we're in this war. That's why that's our theme song. We're waging war. We're fighting against the devil. He is busy in every aspect. So we're fighting him on this front every week, every Monday from 5 to 6:30. So we're looking forward to, we got a great show coming up, and we'll continue to fight this fight and keep up the good fight of faith. So I'm going to make sure that you're registered to vote. You want to check your registration and make sure that we get ready for this election now. Dr. Jarvis, and we always are concerned about what's happening in the church community as well. So we want to be able to be here for our dear brothers and sisters. We got food boxes are given away, that we're going to be talking about it too later on this broadcast. So we just thank God for being here today. And Dr. Jarvis, are you ready?
Yes, I am. And as far as when it comes to voting, I am such an advocate about voting and voting registration and voting education that I have voter's registration cards in my car. So and if anybody wants one, you get a food box and you also get a voter's registration
voter
card.
Registration.
And we will I will drop them off for you. So you ain't got to worry about putting no stamp and all that kind of stuff. Just drop them off.
Right. And I'll tell you, you know what? We ought to also be concerned about this House Bill 22. Well, I was on a statewide clergy call on Saturday to discuss that. Are they trying to make it illegal for us to film police officers doing bad things? So we want to make sure that we're standing up against that. So we have, you know, and then there's another bill out there that they want to have teachers carry a gun to school. Another controversial bill that they're putting out there. And there is, Dr. Jarvis, a piece of legislation on voting suppression that these Republicans are also going to be putting out there. So we got to be, you know, we just because Joe Biden won doesn't mean the fight is over with. We got to keep on fighting, and we got to fight right here in the state of Ohio, Cuyahoga County, and then locally in our city, in the city of Cleveland. So that's why we're on this broadcast. You know, my friends always ask me about that call. I said, what is this broadcast all about? If you don't know what this broadcast is all about, that's because you're not paying attention. Because we're here fighting the good fight of faith every Monday from 5 to 6:30. So we're coming right back. We're going to be ready to hear from our congressperson, Chantel Brown, after this break. Dr. Jarvis, get us out of here.
Okay, thanks for tuning in to the Cleveland Clergy Coalition another Monday afternoon between 5:30 and 6:30, where you can call in with your remarks and concerns and comments at area code 216-578-1490. May I repeat, 216-578-1490. This is Urban One, Radio One, who has been servicing the African-American community for over 40 years. We're streamed and syndicated at newstalkcleveland.com, where you can pull us up anytime, review our program, and also the News Talk app, and say, Alexa, I want to hear Pastor Aaron, who is Executive Director of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition. We'll be back in a minute.
Ready to take that first step towards owning a home? Third Federal's Home Today program teaches the skills needed for successful home ownership. Call 216-441-7345, Equal Housing Lender.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
I feel like I'm choking.
Prevent your child's next asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor, because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Tea and Honey with Dr. Gwen Jarvis. I was born, raised, and educated locally. Weekly to bring tea leaves of my own experience, talents, and training as bold and boundless as a butterfly to enlighten, inspire, and uplift our community and beyond. With stems on education, health, community, civic, spiritual, and the joys of life. Thursdays, 5 p.m., WERE 1490 AM. Join me for tea.
Have you mixed your pain meds, your sleep meds, your allergy meds? Call the Poison Helpline. Has your child eaten a tube of toothpaste, a chip of paint, a wild mushroom? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you been bitten by a spider, a snake, an insect? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I've been a disruptor all my life, and I started this podcast to challenge conventional thinking and stereotypes around the Black community and Black men. Not all Black men are rappers, not all Black men are athletes, and most Black men are not thugs. If you believe we can change the narrative, if you believe we can change our communities, if you believe we can change the outcomes, then we can change the world. I'm Rob Richardson. Welcome to Disruption Now.
You can find Disruption Now anywhere you listen to podcasts or by going to disruptionnow.com.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
All right, we're back to Issues, the People in the Community. I'm your host, Pastor Aaron Phillips, here for joining me by all every Monday by my co-host, Dr. Gwendolyn Jarvis. We're glad to have our next congressperson is on the line with us, Congresswoman, soon-to-be Chantel Brown. Are you there, Congresswoman?
I am here. Thank you, Pastor Phillips. How you doing today? Happy Monday to you and Dr. Jarvis. Hey.
Hey, we're doing just fine. We're doing just fine. We're so glad that I know you're very, very busy, and which you ought to be. You're working so hard, and we appreciate that. Dr. Jarvis, I'll just give you a tidbit. We had a meeting the other day, about a couple of Saturdays ago, and you got to do everything by Zoom. Chantel was at the meeting while helping put together 5,000 yard signs. And they did it within about an hour and a half. That's how many people, the team that she's got working with her. And I was just so impressed, I'll tell you. She's one of the hardest working persons I've ever known. I really appreciate that. And thank you for taking the time out. We talked about your ascension to where you are now. And most of our audience know you. So we want to just kind of give us some updates. And I think our first question is going to come from Dr. Jarvis. Dr. Jarvis?
Okay. My question is, what about the infrastructure of our district, of District 11?
Oh, great question. Thank you, Dr. Jarvis. So I couldn't be more excited about at least the proposal that the Biden-Harris administration has put forth. It's a $2 trillion. I mean, we're talking major investments into roads and railways and bridges, but not just our roads, railways and bridges. This is talking about our pipelines and things that have had effects on the water that we drink. So what they're experiencing in Flint, Michigan, making the investment to correct that situation and to prevent it from happening in communities like ours. But the thing I think that gets me most excited about it is the infrastructure in the broadband internet services, the high-speed internet broadband, which we have been clearly identified as redlining communities that do not have access to high-speed broadband services. And that was amplified and elevated when the students had to transition from in-person learning to virtual learning. I got several calls from parents and grandparents concerned that the students couldn't connect to the classroom because many people were trying to connect from their cell phones, which is not conducive for the programs that they were getting educated on. So I led the initiative and had the support of the administration and my colleagues to set aside $1.5 million. And I'm proud to say that Cleveland Foundation, they matched that $1.5 million. And so what we were able to do with that money, Dr. Jarvis, was to provide 5,000 students throughout Cuyahoga County with 2 years of free Wi-Fi services. Hotspots. Yep. And we were also able to partner with People for PC to make sure that they got computers or laptops so that they could actually do the work and they would not be struggling with trying to do this type of work from cell phones or their parents' cell phones. And so this infrastructure package that's on the table, and shout out to Secretary Fudge, too, because she has successfully increased the HUD budget. And with that increase, they will also be tackling some of our urban areas to make that investment into making sure that broadband services are available to them. Because now, during this time, we recognize that is essential to mm-hmm. access to opportunities. I mean, from teledoc services to job interviews, it just didn't impact the classroom. So I'm excited about that package, Dr. Jarvis. So thank you. That was an excellent question.
Wow. That's a great question. That's a good question.
So that means even in the far outside of the district, that means even far out west might be able to have better cable and internet connection.
Oh, absolutely. So it's not limited to that's the other thing about the Biden-Harris mm-hmm. administration program. It's not limited to the HUD areas or the urban areas. This is something we really should be able to get bipartisan support around because it also impacts rural areas. So this mm-hmm. is the type of bridge-building legislation that we need. And if we're going to get things done, well, then we need a person that can work with the administration to ensure that we're getting the resources back here to the Cleveland-Akron area to deal with these situations. So that is one of the reasons why I'm running, to be a partner to the Biden-Harris administration and make sure that we can get the resources into the hands of the people who have been hit hardest by this pandemic.
Right. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, it is so important that we are making sure we send the right people to Congress so we can make sure the resources are going to be here and accommodate us and see our city and our district grow. So just kind of remind everyone, if you would, Congresswoman, what area of the 11th district covers?
It's a broad area, Pastor Phillips. Yeah. I mean, we go as far north as Bracknell, far east. We've got from the inner city of Cleveland, I mean, all the way to some parts of the west side, so the Tremont area. We've got mm-hmm. Pepper Pike. We go as far south as Akron. I mean, we've got Bass Township, Northfield Township, Richfield, Fairlawn. So it is very diverse. I mean, we have some of the communities that I currently represent, Bedford, practically all of Cleveland's east side. It's you know, they gerrymander it so it's not like a simple simple description. But
right.
Euclid, Bedford Heights, Broadview Heights, Bracknell. We've got a ton of diverse communities here in the 11th, and it's well over, I think it's 37, well over 30 communities that the secretary used to represent. And if I am so blessed, it would be my honor to serve the people in the 11th Congressional District.
Right. I want our audience to be reminded that how broad a footprint is the 11th Congressional District. It's a broad footprint there, and that's why you got to have a consensus builder. And that's exactly what Secretary Fudge was mm-hmm. and still is now. And you certainly represent that because you don't represent the urban areas in mm-hmm. our communities, even now as a county council person and definitely as the chairperson of the Cuyahoga County Democratic Party. It's a very diverse party, which represents a lot of different views and interests. And you're the chairperson of it. So obviously you know how to build bridges and bring people together and network and be able to get things done. And we need someone that can get some things done when they go to Congress. We don't need anybody that can be messing around and talking about people. We need somebody that can get things done. And that's what I mean. That would be actually a good slogan. she gets things done. Chantel Brown gets things done.
I agree. And it hasn't. And let's be honest. It hasn't been an easy journey. I mean, you know, just continuing to cultivate relationships has been the very much critical to having earned over 100 elected officials' support. Locally elected right. officials here in the district. I'm honored to say you guys, the clergy, having well
Absolutely.
Over 50 faith community leaders across both counties in Summit and Cuyahoga have gotten behind my candidacy. And I think the thing that that probably makes me unique is that I have both the business and union support, being able to do exactly what you said, build those bridges, create opportunities that benefit both parties. Because what I've witnessed and having to have actually have sat at the table where it comes to making these decisions, the all or nothing approach usually leaves you with nothing. So you have to be able to compromise. Mm. You have to be able to focus on the issues, find common ground, and grow and build from there. And that is what I've been able to do successfully. And when I'm out in the community or when I'm getting calls, people want to know more about what I'm able to do and what I've actually done. To your point, getting things done mm-hmm. is what I've gotten a reputation for doing. And when I do it, mm-hmm. people don't stop and say, oh, and are you a progressive? Or, you know, all they really think about at the end of the day is that I've addressed their problem or points them in the right direction so that they can find the solution. And that's been, I think that's what most people want. At the end of the day, this is about the future of the district. This is about making sure
Absolutely.
That we have someone in position that can work with the Biden-Harris administration and get things back to our community. And I am that person.
That's right. You are that person. You can stay for one more segment, can't you?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to come back. We have our next congressperson, Chantel Brown, on the line. Give us a call. We're going to take calls now. 216-578-1490. You want to talk to your congresswoman? 216-578-1490. We'll be right back after this break. The enemy's gotta flee. I'm taking it back,
taking territory. Sup, yo, I'm finally getting some money back with my refund check this year. I'm thinking about going to grab a new flat screen.
Boy, with that car you driving right there, you need to get a new ride with that check. And if you head over to North Coast Auto Mall, you'll still have enough money left for that big screen TV.
Money for both? I ain't get that much money back, huh?
Oh, yes, you can, boy. It's only 99 cents down. Just call 1-800-NEXT-CAR. That's 1-800-N-E-X-T-C-A-R. They'll work with any credit situation. You can get a Toyota or a Tahoe, a Buick or a Beamer, all for what it'll cost for a pack of bubble gum. 99 cents.
Where they at again?
North Coast Auto Mall has three locations in Palmer, Akron, on the Bedford Auto Mile, each with prices better than the other. And we're talking one of the largest inventories of vehicles in Northeast Ohio. They got something for everybody. Even if the bank account is low or if that credit score is terrible, North Coast Auto Mall deals with everybody. It all starts by calling 1-800-NEXT-CAR.
99 cents down. For example, amount finance equals 9,000. APR rate 24.9. 48 monthly payments of $297.91 upon approved credit.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
This is Reverend Al Sharpton. Join the National Action Network, not because of what we have done, because we have done much, but because of what we are still doing. We need action around voting rights. We need action around health care. We need action around dealing with the injustice in the criminal justice system. Be a member of the Action Network that's out now fighting for you. Call 1-877-626-4651 or go online to www.nationalactionnetwork.net and become a part of the action.
WERE Cleveland Heights, WZAK HD3 Cleveland, an Urban One radio station, minority controlled and operated, and serving the African American community for over 40 years.
All right, we're back. The issues of people in the community, and I'm your host, Pastor Aaron Phillips, and I also have our co-host, Dr. Gwendolyn Jarvis, is on the line, and we are privileged and honored indeed to have the next congressperson going to represent us from the 11th Congressional District, county councilwoman and chairwoman of the person, I should say chairperson, of the Cuyahoga County Democratic Party, Chantel Brown. You there, Chantel?
Thank you. I am still here with you guys. Yes, yes, yes. It is my honor and privilege to be with you.
Yeah, well, we thank God for you. We were just saying off the air that what we really appreciate about you, Chantel, you have been the same. And I just want to remind folks, she is a God-fearing, very loving Christian young woman, and we thank God for you. And you have, when you was a city, you're the same person you was at the county as a city council person that you are as you're running for Congress. And I really respect that and appreciate that. Some people get in these positions, Dr. Jarvis, and I know this very too well, get in these positions and they get what we call in our community, the big head. And you have not done that. You've always been humble, and I really appreciate that. And I hope everybody, you and I know, Chantel, what the big head means, but somebody may not know that. He has to call us later, and we'll tell you about that. But we got a caller. We got one of our stable callers on the phone with us. Todd is there. We were waiting for your call, Todd. So thank you for calling in, Todd.
Hey, Reverend Aaron Phillips and Gwendolyn Jarvis, Chantel Brown.
Hey.
How you doing, Todd?
So I asked you about this a while ago. I wanted to know if you had some time to wrestle with it yet, or if you took some time to wrestle with it yet. H.R. 8004, which is referencing extending duration of grants for Head Start, this directly affects the 11th District. I got another question separate from this. Have you wrestled with this bill at all as in making decisions on what you have opinions on about it? What could be better, or what needs to be make, or what should make it less?
Well, extending grants to Head Start, and something certainly that I know when she was Congresswoman Fudge sponsored this, so I certainly would be in favor of that.
Well, the Head Start is only as good as the parents that supply the students for Head Start. So I looked at some of them, and the grants don't have very much parental or guardian responsibility, accountability for preparing these kids. I think that should be part of it. Where are you at with that?
So I think this is my opinion as it relates to our educators and our parents and our public systems, if you will, is that while I get what you're saying, and I think it is important for our parents to have a role in their students and their children's lives, but I wouldn't want to punish the child because they do not have that type of support system in place. So we really have to focus on a holistic approach, which is what Say Yes to Cleveland does at the high school level. But I certainly agree and understand where you're coming from. But at that early age, if we can, we don't want to punish the child because they may not have a parent that is engaged or able to be engaged due to some of the responsibilities that they may have to dealing with shelter issues or food insecurity issues. So understanding where you're coming from, but also
I don't think you do.
Making sure that our children are getting all of these resources available to them so that they can become productive citizens in our society.
I don't think you do.
We got another caller, Tabitha. So you got a second question?
Well, I want to get back. I want to wrap this up. The point that I'm making is it's a limited program. And if you have 20 kids with 40 parents, and there's a wait list for 10 more kids, and those parents are actively engaged but can't get in because they've been accepting the parents that are not engaged just because they were in the front of the list, then that compromises the quality of the grant, Chantel, because you're not being fair to the kids who have parents that will be consistent and be active just because they were in the back of the line, and the ones that aren't get to stay with their kids, and they're not helping the grant, the quality of the grant.
All right, now Todd,
this is Gwen Jarvis. I know somebody's going to answer that for you.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the next call, but I understand this point. That's a great question. I want to get to the next caller. Thank you, Todd.
We got
Norm Edwards on the line. Go ahead, Norm. Norm Edwards of the Black Contractors, the president of the Black Contractors, my leader and my friend, and an avid supporter of us, Chantel Brown. How you doing, Norm?
Good afternoon, Pastor Phillips. Our future Congresswoman, Chantel Brown, our great political leader. We appreciate you, the Black Contractors Group, the American Center for Economic Equality. We endorse you. We are out there on the streets for you, not knocking on doors, but we're spreading the word everywhere we go, barbershops, beauty shops, grocery stores, and we just appreciate you, City of Cleveland and Maple Heights, Warrensville Heights, Shaker Heights, all of the surrounding suburbs. They show a lot of love for you, and I really appreciate you personally. You know, you're a very honest and a very, very sincere person. We thank you for standing up for Black contractors and Black tradesmen and women for what you did at Cuyahoga County. It was unprecedented. And I know we look for more of that once you get in Congress. You are not afraid. You are very sincere at what you do. And anything that we can do for you, we're just waiting on you to get into Congress. So keep doing exactly what you're doing. Stay who you are. And I tell you what, you are a breath of fresh air, not only in the Black community, because you know what? You have crossover appeal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very, very excited about your fundraising and the effort that you put into it and the amounts of money that you raised. I'm sure a lot of eyebrows have been raised. and we are not finished. You know, we are going to march down the road with you. We are with you. It's just, you know, I'm so happy to be a part of your campaign. I'm so happy to be a part in your life as a friend yes. of your family, a great family. And like a lot of people don't know, I go way back with the family before I even knew Chantel, before Chantel was born. So we have a long, long track record together. And I honestly look forward, and the people will be very, very happy of Chantel Brown as Congresswoman in the 11th District.
I have to diddle that. Yes.
Me too. I mean, a great heart and no fear. I mean, here's a woman that stands by what she says, and she means what she says, and she did not back down over at the county. She was not going to be pushed around. She's not let nobody push her around. She can't be bought and sold, and it's going to be, you know, we have to change what has happened. You know, Black people have been hurt really, really bad. I mean, prior to the affirmative action era in the 60s and 70s, we've gone in reverse, and she understands that, and she sees that. And you know, we need more elected officials that are like Chantel Brown. And if we could get honest people, more people to stand, you know, if she, you know, she stood up and she said, this is not right. You're giving $30 million away and no Black contract. I mean, come on now. Wait a minute. No. This is not going anywhere.
right.
over my dead
now,
body.
We appreciate her. That's right. Now, let her
way.
Respond to that, Norm. Give her a moment. Should I tell
oh,
you
I'm
want to
sorry.
Respond to that? Thank
I'm
you for
sorry.
No, no, no. Stay right there, Norm. We let you. No, 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 Norm. No, I just want her to respond before we run out of time. But go ahead, Chantel.
Thank you, Norm, and I sincerely appreciate all the support and genuinely the love that you have shown me, my family, and this campaign. In response to that, Pastor Philip, that was just the right thing to do. I was raised that if you stand on the side of right, then you can't go wrong. And that was just an opportunity for me to really demonstrate what it looks like to speak truth to power, really to demonstrate that we need to start putting our money where our mouth is. We were on the verge of passing the legislation to declare racism as a public health crisis, the legislation that I introduced on the county mm-hmm. council side and was able to get unanimous, both bipartisan, so Democrats and Republicans supported this legislation unanimously during some unprecedented, volatile, divisive times. And when this contract mm-hmm. came before us, as Norm stated, we didn't have any significant diversity reflected on that contract. I said, stop, we got to rethink this. We need to walk the talk. You know, we're talking about racism as a public health crisis, but what are we really doing to make real significant and meaningful changes? And so it was important to me that we start to, again, demonstrate what we are talking about. It's not enough. Mm-hmm. People are tired of lip service. People are tired of empty promises. And so we started this conversation. I guess it's probably the best way to summarize things is I'm a person that looks to get things done. How do we make progress? Mm-hmm. And I have a track record of doing that. So when it comes to this congressional seat, it is important that we have a person who is able to get the job done. Not talk
That's
about
right.
it, not wishful thinking, not empty promises, but real results where we're getting things done. And just even I'll circle back to our friend Todd. We might not agree, but let's have healthy dialogues and find places where we can agree and build from there. It's not enough mm-hmm. to just point out our flaws or to criticize. We got to learn how to mm-hmm. get to a place of progress and get to a place of resolve and get to a place of solution. And that's where mm-hmm. I have had great success, and that's why I'm running for Congress.
Absolutely. Well, we are so glad. I know you're only committed to this. You can't stay the whole program. We need you to go out there and keep working. But I want to always keep you engaged in our broadcast. And I guess I'll ask you an obvious question. After you're elected, you'll come on the broadcast too, won't you?
Listen, I'm coming on the broadcast before and after, and I want people to really check out my page. I want them to go to my website so that they can join
That's
the
right.
journey. That is ChantelBrown.com, ChantelBrown.com, ChantelBrown.com.
We're going to say it out loud.
Make a donation or follow
Chantel
my
Brown.
Social media.
We appreciate
media.
You. All right.
Thank
God. All right. Issues people in the community. We just had Chantel Brown, our future congresswoman, on the line, and we're going to give you our website again when we come back. Thank you, Chantel. We appreciate you. And keep on waging this war with us. She's in the fight with us. She's one of our generals. Thank God. You'll hear
Absolutely.
From us. The other side of this break, we got 15 minutes before a hot song. We'll be right back.
NewsTalkCleveland.com.
This is Al Jones, boxing enthusiast. Tune in to In the Ring with Al Jones, Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern on 1490 WERE. We will be bringing you the best in boxing with up-and-coming amateurs, hot prospects, current champions, and the legends of the game. Don't forget, 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern, In the Ring with Al Jones.
If you've fallen behind on your mortgage, it's time to take control. You don't have to lose your home. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling can help. Call us at 866-687-6322 or visit mortgagehelpnow.org. Real solutions for real people.
NFCC member agencies are approved by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
1490 WERE Traffic.
Good evening. This traffic update sponsored by InvisibleFence.com. Looking at the roads one last time for your ride home in Cleveland, 71 southbound, there's a disabled vehicle at West 25th Street. Also on West 130th Street, you'll find an accident just north of 480. If you're headed eastbound 90, there's a crash blocking the right lane at West 25th Street. Invisible Fence Brand is modernizing pet containment with the all-new Boundary Plus smart system. Visit InvisibleFence.com to schedule your free consultation. That's InvisibleFence.com. I'm Lorenzo Ware on Cleveland's News Talk 1490 WEREAM, the People Station.
I think that we're back. Issues of people in the community. We just had and was blessed to have Chantel Brown with us today for two entire segments, and she did a fantastic job, and as usual. If you want to learn more about her and her campaign, you can go to ChantelBrown.com, ChantelBrown.com, and go take a look at her website and page. You'll see all the people who support her, particular events, Zoom events that she's doing and you can be a part of. You can also volunteer for phone banking, those kinds of things. So placing yard signs, we want you to be a part of this or of her campaign. Just go to ChantelBrown.com, and we appreciate her tuning in. What a beautiful person, a beautiful soul, isn't she, Dr. Jarvis?
Yes, she is.
Really
very transparent. Oh, yes.
Very transparent, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. And boy, when you got, you know, Norm Edwards doesn't endorse this anybody. If you get Norm Edwards' endorsement, you're really doing some good work. You're doing grassroots good work. So I thank Norm for tuning in and calling in today and appreciate that. Well, we have another caller, one of our dear friends who's out here in the trenches with us, one of these, our lieutenants. Lieutenant Mike Seale, are you there, brother?
I am Reverend Phillips. How are you today? Hello, Dr.
I'm doing just fine.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. I wanted to share some information with you, Dr. Jarvis, and the listeners, Reverend Phillips. The Ohio Coalition to Stop House Bill 22 from Becoming Law in Ohio is hosting a town hall meeting. It's going to be held this Saturday, April 17th. From 2 to 4 p.m., doors open at 1:30. The program will start promptly at 2. It's going to be held at the Second Ebenezer Baptist Church, located at 1881 East 71st Street. That's between Chester and Huff, Cleveland, Ohio, 44103.
Yes,
okay,
yes,
will you text that to me? Because,
I
have
I'll
one, too. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
We will be there. You have a flyer,
okay.
Mike? You got a flyer?
Yes, I do, and I will be sending that to you. We're inviting all of our state senators, our state representatives in the 11th Congressional District to come out and explain how this bill will affect the voters in the 11th Congressional District in the event that it's passed. We also inviting all of our national organizations, Reverend, such as the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP, Southern Christian Leadership Conference, SCLC, Urban League Guild, Black Lives Matter, Cleveland and Cuyahoga County chapters, our religious organizations we request to be there, such as Pastors in Mission, Greater Cleveland Congregation, and of course, Reverend, the Cleveland Clergy Coalition. We want fraternities, business leaders, and, of course, the voters and any other organization for progressive change, because this is not just a black or white or Hispanic or an Asian situation. This is a human issue. And so we want to sit down and have a conversation. The conversation will be led by our own Stephanie House, State Rep Stephanie House, who also serves the Ohio Legislative Black Caucus chairperson. So we're excited, yes. Reverend, and we want the listeners to come out and share in this conversation and see what we can do so we can be proactive with this instead of reactive like we was with the Stand Your Ground law.
Well, yeah. Mike, I'm glad. I'm so good. Thank you so much for calling. That's why we call you Lieutenant Mike Seals. Mike, I'll tell you, we have been meeting with clergy across the state by Zoom for the last two Saturdays. We met first the Saturday before Easter. About this issue, the NAACP person who in Cincinnati who put that video together. Have you seen that on Facebook, that video about House Bill 22? He put that, we've been meeting with him, and we last Saturday, Mike, we had about 100 pastors on a Zoom meeting call that's been led by Pastor Smalls. So we will absolutely, I'm going to call him and make sure. And of course, the Cleveland Clergy Coalition will be there. We'll be there. And this is just a great, you all are always on the cutting edge. Thank you for putting that together. We had State Legislator Stephanie House on the broadcast. Dr. Jarvis, it was about 2 weeks ago, two or 3 weeks ago, to talk about this issue. And so she's a great leader, and we're really looking forward to it. So we will be there. And you know, that's one of our headquartered churches is Second Ebenezer Baptist Church, Pastor A.L. Owens. So you went to the right church, I'll tell you that. And we love Pastor Owens and his son, Bishop Brandon Owens. We just had the seven last words there. So that's perfect. You're doing a great job, man. This is a great job.
Yes. Come on out. We welcome you into Ward 7. And come out and let's have this conversation because we need to get in front of this bill, Reverend. And so,
absolutely.
Look forward to seeing everybody Saturday, April 17th from 2 to 4.
Okay, well, please send me that flyer. And is there going to be a Zoom link for people? Because I can get the guys who are out of town to be a part of this too, Cincinnati and Columbus, those pastors.
There will be a Zoom link, Reverend, and I'll make sure that you get that information.
Okay. That is terrific. Boy, you're doing a great job, Mike. I'll tell you, our county is better off because you're working in it. And thank you for taking care of Ward 7 and the city of Cleveland and our county, 11th Congressional District. And I know that Chantel Brown is still listening. I'm going to make sure that I'll send her an invitation as well. Okay?
Very good. We welcome all of our 11th Congressional District candidates as well, Reverend. So, hey, thank you, Reverend, for being a information vehicle for the African-American community. We love you. Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll see you Saturday.
See you Saturday. Love you too, Mike. All right, that's great. Man, I'm so glad that he called in, Dr. Jarvis. Now, Dr. Jarvis, you and I have to go to that now on Saturday, so we'll have to figure out our transportation piece. We'll be there this coming Saturday. All right, that's what we're going to do. So we're going to start planning that right now. So important. I tell you, one of the things that Reverend Cavanaugh and Dr. Matthews both say, you know, there's a lot of good things happening in the city of Cleveland, but we just don't know about it because everybody's in their own silos. So if we can bring people together, we could really, who's doing all this good work, if we come together, we could really make a difference. And that's when we hear people doing that, I love to hear the collaboration of our community organizations and groups coming together to work on major projects. That's what the Cleveland Clergy Coalition does every day. And it's kind of to see people doing that, modeling that that behavior is just terrific, boy, I tell you. So it's so good. We want to send everyone, want to be there. Second Ebenezer Baptist Church, I already know that address. 1881 East 71st Street, Saturday. Doors open at 1:30. Be there from 2 to 4. I'm going to be there. Dr. Jarvis is going to be there. We're looking for you, the public, to come out as we organize and strategize and fight this good fight against House Bill 22, which wants to arrest people for taking a film of a police officer doing bad behavior. That is the horrible thing. And I'll tell you, one other thing, a part of that bill is, and I didn't know this till last week, is this at our meeting. I'm sure the state legislature house will tell us this. But when there is a parade or, you know, a march, and if it gets out of hand, so let's say the Cleveland Clergy Coalition sponsors a march downtown, right? And if people start rioting and going crazy, they want to be able to charge, and the organization who held the event, they want to hold them accountable for other people's behavior. And that is just, isn't that something? So that's enough. That's one other reason that we got to fight off this bill. So there's several things, and what they did, they snuck it in under the guise of Dr. Jarvis' sex trafficking legislation. So it makes it look like they're really, I just learned that one too on Saturday. So it is that there is an agenda, but let's be clear. There is an agenda. That's why we're fighting. There is an agenda that these folks, particularly the Republicans, Caucasian community, is trying to have apartheid in our country and in American style. And they're fighting there, and they have a whole agenda and a plan and a script. So they want to see all of the vote from voter suppression to not trying to do any kind of police reform and things that really hurt our community. And they have an agenda for that, and they're working on that every day. That's why we're fighting every day this good fight of faith, and we're waging a war, and we're going to be on offense. With this bill, we actually have the opportunity to be on offense. That's what Mike was talking about. We were kind of caught off guard with the Stand Your Ground law, but now we're fighting offense, and we're going to do this. Dr. Jarvis, get us out of here. We're coming right back for Hot Sauce. Dr. Barry's going to be calling. Get us out of here, Dr. Jarvis.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, where we're about the people, the issues, and one community at a time. This is WERE 1490 AM on the dial. You're welcome to call in. This is our Hot Sauce time, but we're taking calls anyway at 216-578-1490, where we have the best host there is. Is Pastor Dr. Aaron Phillips, J.D., the Executive Director of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, and also the Senior Pastor of Sheerhouse Baptist Church, where you can witness him pastoring the Word every Sunday at 9 o'clock at Sheerhouse Baptist Church. We'll be back in a minute. And that number is 216-578-1490.
The proceeding was a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management. 1490 WERE Cleveland Heights, WZAK HD3 Cleveland, an Urban One radio station, minority controlled and operated, and serving the African American community for over 40 years.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
News Talk 1490 WERE Cleveland Heights, WZAK HD3 Cleveland. This is a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management.
All right, we're back. The issues, the people in the community. I'm still your host, Pastor Aaron Phillips, Senior Pastor of the Sheerhouse Baptist Church, located at 11318 Miles Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. We are in church, doing in-person church. We're practicing social distancing, taking temperatures, and wearing masks. And you can also catch us on Facebook Live every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We have a quality Facebook production, and we're still doing ministry in the midst of this pandemic. in the midst of this COVID-19, Dr. Jarvis, we are still being about our Father's business, because we know, even though it's COVID-19 and people are on a quarantine, we got a international health crisis, but we still got to fight the good fight of faith every day. So we're doing that and getting the word of God out in ministry and being and making a difference in our community on a daily basis. So we thank God for the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, an amalgamation of all of the African-American clergy organizations here in the greater Cleveland area. And we're working always, come the churches come together to work on big things, and that's what we're doing time and time again. By the way, there will be a meeting tomorrow. United Pastors and Missions will be meeting from the President Larry Macon, and we thank God for him. We'll be meeting tomorrow at 10 o'clock, and the coalition brings all the other groups together on Wednesday at 2 o'clock with the Baptist Ministers Conference, led by President King. All right, Baptist Pastors Council, led by Pastor Gator. The Pilgrim Night Conference, led by Pastor Christopher Washburn. And the East Cleveland Concern Pastors, led by Pastor Anthony Smalls. And finally, the Cleveland Clergy Alliance, led by our dear friend and brother, Pastor Lorenzo Norris. So we thank God for the leadership here in Cleveland. And we have one of the nation's leading preachers among us here with us in the city of Cleveland, my dear friend and brother, senior pastor of Christian Fellowship Baptist Church, the one and only Reverend Dr. C. Vincent Berry. Dr. Berry, are you there?
Hello, Dr. Phillips. Hello, Dr. Jarvis.
Hello.
How you doing, sir? How you doing this afternoon? This evening, I should say now.
I'm fine, thank you. Thank God for your program so far. Very informative. And you always do a great job of informing us of the relevant issues that are affecting not only us as a people, but also just the human race at large. And thank you for that. Thank God for that ministry that you have for us.
Well, I tell you, I am so privileged to be able to call you a friend and a brother. Dr. Jarvis, if you haven't heard Dr. Berry preach yet, you don't want to leave heaven. You don't want to leave earth before you hear him. And we have to have him come over to Sure House again once we get this pandemic under control. But we thank God for his leadership as well. And he is helping us as our chief coordinator, getting the vaccine out and getting about taking the shots and doing an excellent job with that. And we have an event that's going to come up. Dr. Berry, why don't you tell us about what we're planning to do to bring awareness of how important it is to take the vaccine?
Would you give me a minute to say something before I get into that? I want to.
Yeah, well, yes, sir.
Is that okay? Okay, thank you.
Absolutely, sir.
Someone asked me recently why I was so passionate and why was I speaking out so loudly about the vaccination and why I was taking it to heart about getting our people vaccinated. And I said to them, I said, well, it's just kind of common sense. I know that there is a record of over 550,000 Americans who have died from COVID-19. The majority of those are people of color. I said, not only that, I know of 16 people in my circle that have died or succumbed to COVID-19. I said, I also know of, I have two members, one in Houston at Gracious Hope Baptist and one here in Cleveland from Christian Fellowship Baptist, who have died from COVID-19. I said, I know about those deaths that COVID-19 has caused. I have not heard of one death from anybody taking the vaccination. So now that makes common sense to me. If people are dying from one thing, and the thing that will help them not to die from that one thing, and not anybody has died from the thing that's supposed to help them from getting that one thing, it just makes sense to me that people will get the thing that will help them not to die from the thing that's killing our people. That's just common sense to me. Second thing I said to them, I said, when somebody says to me that, oh, they're trying to put something in my body and they're trying to do this and it's a conspiracy against black people, that's another. I said, maybe the conspiracy is to put those conspiracies out to keep you from getting it while they do get it. So they're using reverse psychology to keep you from getting the shot because they know you already think that, but they're going down there to get all the shots that they can. So it's just common sense to me, Dr. Phillips, that our people not operate in a level of fear. And I understand the historicity of what we're going through, but God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the power of love. And people always forget this part, and a sound mind. We have to be soberly thinking in what we're doing, and all the theories that are out there really don't make good sense to me. And so in that light, we're going to speak out for something. We're great at speaking out against something, but not very rarely do we as people speak out for something. And we're speaking up for our people getting the vaccination. So therefore, on the 24th of this month, we will be having what we're calling a demonstration for vaccination. Get the shot. It will be at the, it will culminate at the Great Abyssinia Baptist Church on the 105th. We will begin a march, a very short march. And we're doing it that way so all ages can participate from Superior down to our Great Abyssinia Baptist Church. We're going to have people there to testify about having COVID, the importance of getting the vaccine. We will have other officials there to speak on the importance of it, and we will have registration that you can get registered right then, get your appointment right then, so that as many people as we can, as we see Dr. Phillips and Dr. Jarvis, the COVID-19 numbers have not gone away. They are, matter of fact, they are going faster than we can get people vaccinated. That should let people know the importance of this vaccination. We're in a race against time so that we can get back to any semblance of normality that all of us are crying for. And so that's what we will be doing. You can contact the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, Dr. Phillips, 333, help me, Dr. Phillips, 216-333-1827. You can go on the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, the website. You can go on the Cleveland Coalition to a Facebook page. You can go on the Christian Fellowship Facebook page. You can go on Stephen and Barry Facebook page. And you can get all of this information. We want to get your information out. If you're interested in helping us get this out and helping be a part of the demonstration, we ask that you would certainly come 12 noon at the corner of Superior and 105th on the 24th of April. And it'll be a short walk. We will have free hot dogs and stuff for the kids to have. And we will have a DJ, and we will have music playing. We'll have people registering. And we will have EMS workers. We're striving to get EMS workers there to help us to get people to understand the importance of the vaccination. You know, if people can talk about what they like and don't like, we have a right to talk about what we want to talk about. And we want to do this. We're not fearful of sharing the positive things that are available for us as a people so that we can become whole. The apostle says, I wish above all things, beloved, that you will prosper. Reverend Phillips will get you a job and be in health. Reverend Phillips will get you vaccinated, even as your soul prospers. So please, sir, please, ma'am, help us with getting the word out. And I know Dr. Jarvis on her radio show will broaden it out, give us some more advertisement on that, and help us spread the news. And let's crowd out 105th, telling, encouraging our people, you have nothing to fear. Get the vaccination out. Pastor Phillips, one last thing, and I'm going to be quiet.
No, take it.
I have a member who had about 6 months ago got positive for COVID-19. Six months later, she's still on a breathing apparatus, still has to carry around oxygen. And I dropped off something at her house the other day. And she said, Pastor, I just can't wait. Wednesday, I go get my shot. They tell me I don't have to take it, she said, but I'm going to take my shot because I don't want to go through and I don't want nobody else to go through what I've gone through these last 6 months. That ought to be enough evidence right there for any thinking person to go and get your vaccination and protect yourself and your family.
Pass
I know
the bill.
That's right. Killing
that's
people.
Right.
I've never heard of the vaccine killing anybody. So please get your shot.
Pastor Barry, I have a friend who is registering people, and they are having issues with folks returning to get the second shot. She says, will you talk about that on the radio today? So how can we encourage these people who are only taking one of the vaccine not to go back and get the other one? She said it's so, they're not answering their phones are dead, and so they're spending time trying to remind people they need to get the second shot. That's
well,
crazy.
It's about a personal accountability and responsibility. There are a lot of individuals that feel, well, if I just get the first shot, I'm covered enough. I don't have to do anything else. But just as if you're on blood pressure medication or if you're on diabetes or medication or any type of cancer situation, and you have to have a series of medications or a series of things to happen for your body. You don't just go to the first one and then say, well, I've done that. No, you have to complete the process and get the full treatment so that the treatment can work for its designed purpose. And that's what people have to understand. You're just half covered. I don't want to be half covered in anything. I want to be completely covered. When Jesus died on the cross, he didn't half save me. He completely washed my sins away. And
yeah,
I was
that's
completely,
a good point.
Completely vaccinated. And that just makes sense. I mean, it just makes sense. People, when it comes to stuff like this, it's amazing to me. And I heard you say, Dr. Jarvis, which is a great point. People don't realize that they've been getting vaccinated all their lives. And they just don't understand it because of the misinformation and the ignorance that we have. When I can know every rap song and I know every athlete and I know the statistics of every team and every person in America, but I don't know how to stay healthy and what it takes and what I've gone through to become the whole person that I am, that means that my priorities are not in the right place.
Okay.
But as you get older, your priorities ought to get better. It's all right to be dumb, but it's bad being old and dumb. And so we ask you to please get the full vaccine so that you can be fully covered, because as we know now, not only is it just for the senior citizens, but now our young people are being attacked by this virus. And it would kill me if something happened to my grandson or my grandchild. You understand? And so we need to do what we can do and then put the what else is in the hand of God. But we've got to use common sense. And it's free of charge. So we can't talk about they're trying to keep us from it. They can't talk about the inequities on this. There are no inequities.
Right.
The only inequity there is that black folk won't go get the shot. That's the inequity.
Right.
And so please get the shot.
Dr. Barry, I was earlier when I was talking about this, preparing you to come on. Let's have a conversation on the air about the possibility is very real that once we get this vaccination, we may have to get a shot annually just to fight this off. So we need to get in the mindset of just like you take the flu shot of taking a COVID-19 shot. You want to speak to that?
One of the great misnomers, I think, with this situation is because we as a people have been accustomed to instantaneous stuff, instantaneous food, cooking, instantaneous and travel, instantaneous on whatever we do. They even have an Instagram that has to do with instant. we think everything just goes away quickly. A virus never goes away. It's there forever. COVID-19 is never going away. And so you're going to have to continue to protect yourself from a virus, just like colds, just like the flu, just like TB. I could just keep going. Those are viruses that don't go away. They're not cures for them. So you have to just protect yourself for them. So that's what they call what's called a booster shot. It boosts your immune system for what's already there to continue to protect you from the virus that's attacking your body. Everybody, every black person in the world knows before the school year, every year, you'd have to go get your booster shot.
Booster shot. That's
already in your system. It is not, this is not a magical formula. This is the beginning of a new lifestyle that we've got to learn in America, that things do not always remain the same. The Old Testament closed, and Jesus brought into the system a new system of living. And that was a new world order, a new way of thinking, that it was not by works, but it was by grace. This is a new way of thinking. You've got to get it in your mind. It's not going in. You can't wish it away. You can't hope it away. You sure can't run from it. You got to do what it's got. You got to do to protect you and your family from this deadly virus.
Right. And we believe, and let's be clear with folks. So we're preachers. We believe in the Bible. We believe in healing. We believe in that God will heal you. I know people, I pray for folks who've been healed of cancer and other sicknesses and disease. But this is also, the vaccination is from God, and we believe in vaccination. We believe in the science of the vaccination. We know this is real. So we want you to, especially folks who primarily listen to our broadcast, there's a church community, you can still have faith in God and faith in the Bible and faith in Jesus and get vaccinated. And get back. I am still surprised about how many people still haven't gotten a shot. I had one of my dearest friends, Reverend Barry. If I tell you, you would know who she is. One of my dearest friends works for the government, everything, and has not been vaccinated. I had to tell her, you got to go get the vaccination. You got to get. So I'm signing her up today. She said, yes, sir, you're right. I need to go get it. Everybody's been telling me I need to go get it. We need to get the word out. This is very important for us to be vaccinated. And let me be clear about this, too. This is not just for the church. We have codes. We have codes. If you try to call on your own, you probably won't get through. But the Cleveland Clergy Coalition has special codes that are laid out for the African-American community. We're still taking people to the Wolstein Center. While I've been on the air, where I've been coordinating with our transportation folks to get someone to get the vaccination tomorrow, who's got to be picked up in a wheelchair accessible piece van. So I just got off to texting Pastor Lorenzo Norris, who's helping us with the transportation pieces of this. So we have codes for you. Give us a call, 216-333-1827. Several of you have used that number. You've spoken to Shantae Lewis Gibson. She's called you back and scheduled your appointment. That's exactly what we have put in place. We are here for you to make sure there's no excuse. Yeah, we will schedule your appointment. We've got a code for you. We'll schedule your appointment. And if you need a ride, we will come and pick you up and take you to wherever the event is, the Wolstein Center. Or if it's one of our local places, one of our churches. I know Temple Baptist Church, I think this Sunday, will be doing vaccinations, and we'll take registrations for them as well. That's this Sunday from, I think it's Pastor Barry, from 12 to 4. And then there's another church, Pastor Barry, help me with that, that's coming up that has a vaccination. We've talked about it on Wednesday. I have to go back, but I'm going to get that. But we will set you up and get you vaccinated. 333-1827, 216-333-1827. We are here for you to make sure that you can get vaccinated. That's what we want to do. And we want to make sure that there is no excuse. I mean, you absolutely have no excuse to getting vaccinated. And making sure that we can get this done. All right, I'm trying to look that up. We do have, I know we have Temple. Go ahead, Brent Berry.
I was going to say a word about what you said earlier. This is a whole conversation for another day, but I do would like to say, you know, because I never discuss a person's faith and their belief system because that's between them and God. But I do know one thing is for sure, two things are for certain. Is that you can't say I only walk by faith, therefore I don't need the vaccine, and you're taking 10 pills every day for your blood pressure and for your heart and for your cholesterol and all of that. So if you're doing that, then you can take the vaccination and still walk by faith. You understand what I'm saying, Philip?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. You walk by faith. I trust God. I don't need no vaccine. But then on the other hand, you still going and you take it. You got to have a backhoe to get all the medicine you take it every day to fill up in your home. So that's very inconsistent thinking. I trust God and I take my medicine every day. I trust God and right. I go get a doctor's appointment. I trust God and I go to the dentist. I trust God and do all of that. I also trust God and got the vaccine and trust Him mm-hmm. that He will protect me from whatever else is out there to destroy my body. And so I think they go hand in hand together. It's God
Absolutely.
That gives us good sense. It's God that gives people knowledge of medicine and science. It's God that created us. We are His children and not we ourselves. We are His people. And He controls everything about what we do. So therefore, we trust Him in all aspects of life and do what's reasonable. And that is to if you trust your doctor for your physical health as it relates to your blood pressure, your whatever else you're dealing with, then trust the doctors for this as well. And let's just mm-hmm. move on and get to the next phase of the life change that you're going to have to go through.
That's right. Well, I found my notes here. Temple is on April the 18th. Good Shepherd is on April 24th, the day of our parade, of our march. So we'll be sending people there for the vaccination. Lee Road Baptist Church is April 16th, and they have registration. So we have a lot. We are doing what we promised. If you all recall, we said the coalition, we said we're going to make sure we get people vaccinated, and we're going to go down to the Wolfstein Center, which they provided for us. And then after that's over with, we're going to have vaccination places in our neighborhood, in our churches. And we have seen to make sure that has gotten done. As we have churches all across the city that we have set up and coordinated with to make sure they become vaccination places. So just call us and we'll get you set up. We got the codes for you. And there, everybody, it's amazing to me, Dr. Bear, I remember last week when we were talking about this, how folks who've never been to East Tech, been over to East 55th, but they came over to East Tech to get to get that vaccination. And so, you know, when other folks are coming to our community to get something, you know it's something good. We want to make sure that we are getting our people vaccinated. We got our numbers are way too low, and we want to be sure that we are providing the information and providing the vaccine itself. So not only we're telling you about it, but we will help you get it. And that's why we're doing a whole march of demonstrations. It's called a demonstration for vaccination. It's bringing health, quality health to our community. So we want to do that this coming Saturday, April 24th, high noon. We're going to march just like we was marching for civil rights. That's why we were marching against police brutality. That's why we were marching for all of the other things that we always are out here doing. We want to make sure that we are being positive. This is a positive march. And thank you, Pastor Barry, for coordinating this effort. We couldn't do this without you. We're going to have our friend Leo, our friend Louie, is going to make sure we have those good hot dogs. It's almost just like we would do for Soul to the Pole. We're going to have those hot dogs that taste like steak. And we're going to have those here for you. It's going to be very festive. We're going to have music. We're going to have speakers. We're going to have people there who have taken the shot. You know, we got to get Jay the Gospel Kid. He texted me right now, Pastor Barry. He said he will be there. So we're going to make sure we will give him the mic and let him. He'll have more than 2 minutes to talk at this event. We're going to let him just go for it and encourage people and let folks know how important this is. And this is so important that we need to get this done. So we'll look forward. We're going to talk about it again next week, Saturday, April 24th, for a high noon. We're going to meet at 105 in Superior, and we're going to march down to the Greater Abyssinia Baptist Church, which is the senior pastor, is my mentor and my leader, Reverend Dr. E.T. Cavanaugh. Go ahead, Reverend Barry. You going to say something else?
No, I was just going to say, while you were talking, something came to mind. I thought about a little child, and you tell a child not to do something, that's what they mm-hmm. want. But when you tell them to do something, they don't want to do it. I would just make a calculated guess. If this vaccine had come out and they said this is for everybody but black people, we would be tearing up cities all over the country. Now that it is for us, we don't even want it.
Right.
That's just the nature of some people's mindset. And so let's not let the devil keep us from doing what we need to do by using reverse psychology on us. He comes as an angel of light. He comes, and you don't ever, you got to watch that booger because he's a dirty rascal. So go on and get your vaccination, get your shot, and to God be the glory, and leave the rest in the hand of God.
Yes, that's an excellent point. Yeah. I love that point, Dr. Douglas. Maybe we just tell them, everybody get the shot but black people. We'd be marching on Washington.
If there was a new pair of tennis shoes, the line be so long.
Right. If we were given, don't even get into that. Mm-hmm. You're right about that.
I know, right.
Kind of story. That's a whole nother thing, but you're so right. I watched four folks stand in line to buy $300 tennis shoes. I watched them do it, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Me too.
Well, this has been a very full show today, as usual. We're going to be back next week, as usual, bringing you information that you may not normally get. You get it here every week from the issues, the people in the community. I want to thank God for Chantel Brown, our soon-to-be congresswoman. She's doing an excellent job. She certainly has all of our support. Check her webpage out for me, chantelbrown.com, and you can get in where you can fit in and even if you can make a donation. We want to be very supportive of Chantel Brown for Congress. And thank God for those who called in, Todd and Norm and all those others. Thank you who are listening in. Thank you, Dr. Jarvis. Thank you, Pastor Barry. Mike Fields, don't forget, this coming Saturday, we will be at Second Ebenezer Baptist Church from 1:30 to 4 o'clock, talking about HB 22. We will be there. Second Ebenezer, 1881 East 71st Street. And thank you, Mike Fields, for giving us that information. God bless you, Cleveland. We love you and have a great week. We'll see you, talk to you next Monday, 5 o'clock. God bless you. We're taking territory, fighting unseen enemies like never before. We're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yeah.
Anoint my feet.
Celebrating God.
Send your angels raining down here on the battleground.
For your glory.
For your glory.
The proceeding was a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management. 1490 WERE Cleveland Heights, WZAK HD3 Cleveland, an Urban One radio station, minority controlled and operated, and serving the African American community for over 40 years.